Hello, my name is Alfred Vallach. I'm an attorney with Savage Combs and Vallach. And the topic of this podcast is 341 meetings of creditors in bankruptcy. And what is that? Well, anytime a person files for bankruptcy, whether it be Chapter 7 or Chapter 13, there's a required 341 meeting of creditors. This meeting is named after Section 341 of the Bankruptcy Code. It's usually held about 1 or 2 months after you file for bankruptcy. You're required to attend this meeting in order to successfully complete your bankruptcy and discharge your debts. Your attorney will attend the 341 meeting of creditors with you, and they'll make sure that you're comfortable and prepared. Among other things, you should bring your driver's license and Social Security card. At the 341 meeting is the trustee, and the trustee is the person who administers your bankruptcy case. They're the ones who oversee it, make sure that you don't have any assets. If you do have assets, whether they're exempt assets, meaning that they aren't required to be turned over to the trustee in the bankruptcy estate, and if they are, what will you turn over so that the trustee can liquidate those and pay that over to your creditors? The 341 meeting is an opportunity for the trustee appointed in your case to ask you questions generally about your assets, your liabilities, and financial affairs, meaning, you know, what kind of credit cards do you have? Do you have any student loans? Do you have a car? Where do you live? Do you have a house? If you have a spouse, some information about your spouse. Where do you work? How much money do you make? Also, the trustee uses this as an opportunity to investigate possible fraud, genuine mistakes in the paperwork that has been filed, and they want to make sure that your paperwork is full and in complete order. The trustee will also speak to you about the potential consequences of seeking bankruptcy, how it affects your credit history, your ability to file a petition under different chapter of the title, the effect of receiving a discharge of your debts, and if you have like a car, something that you're reaffirming the debt, meaning that you want to keep that debt for a particular purpose because you want to, for instance, keep using your car. The effect of reaffirming that debt. The reason why it's called a meeting of creditors as well is your creditors receive notice of the meeting and they may attend through an attorney or a representative like an employee. So for instance, if you have a credit card and you used the credit card in the last 20, 30 days before you filed bankruptcy, that credit card company might send a representative out to ask you a little bit more questions of, you know, why did you use the credit card in the moments before the bankruptcy, or to find out if you have any assets, or also if you have a mortgage and you have a house, they might send a representative over to find out what condition the house is in and that you're maintaining it, that you're keeping up with it, and what you intend to do with that property. So at this 341 meeting of creditors, you, your attorney, the trustee, and any creditor who appears will sit at a table, and the trustee will usually ask you questions first. The trustee ultimately wants to know why you filed bankruptcy, if you have any assets that he or she can sell for the benefit of the creditors. Again, the creditors might want to know about specific property, like a mortgage company would like to know about the mortgaged house. Once the trustee and creditors have finished asking you questions, the trustee will end the meeting. The trustee may continue the 341 meeting at a later date if he or she needs more information, like you were missing some documents, or the trustee requests that you amend your paperwork. A bankruptcy attorney will ensure that you're comfortable and prepared for the 341 meeting of creditors. That's what we do as bankruptcy attorneys. The attorney will make sure that your paperwork is full, complete, and as accurate as possible. And this makes a big difference compared to non-attorneys who offer to help you prepare your bankruptcy filings for cheap. Because they are non-attorneys, they can't represent you in bankruptcy court or at these 341 meetings of creditors. If you have any questions about bankruptcy, please call me. My name is Alfred Vallach, and the law firm is Savage Combs and Vallach, PLLC. You could also reach us by telephone at area code 813-251-4980. Thank you for listening to this podcast, and please call us with any questions. Again, this is Alfred Vallach, the law offices of Savage Combs and Vallach, PLLC, your bankruptcy attorneys.